98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach with the Best Mix in the Morning Show and your Coast Social Network on the air. It's brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. Every Thursday morning, Danielle from St. Joe Today joins us and we find out about the fun events and awesome things, great deals and more going on for you and the family around the area. And if you are enjoying tailgate food as part of the tailgating process that occurs when football comes around for football season, that would be me. And especially for the War on the Shore game, then Friday you are covered. Danielle, what are the details there?
Most definitely, Zach. Whether you are a Lakeshore Lancer or a St. Joe Bear, the Lakeshore Rotary and Lakeshore Excellence Foundation have you guys covered for tailgating food. You can join them for their annual pulled pork fundraiser this Friday from 4 to 7. Drive-through and walk-ups are welcome, and it's located at the Wash Station on Cleveland Avenue, right across from the stadium at Lakeshore.
That's a great fundraiser idea. Fantastic. And good luck to, I'd say good luck to both teams, but somebody has to win. It's very much a parent thing to say that, right? Yikes.
Right.
Just a reminder, Saturday is the last day of the St. Joe Farmers Market. I can't believe that we're here. What are the details there, Danielle?
Yeah, Zach, it's definitely the end of our farmers market season, which is insane to think about. But this last show is from 9 to 2 again in Lake Bluff Park. Come say hello to our vendors one last time as they sell their produce, coffee, cheeses, tons of great items that are happening. Apples and pumpkins are in season right now. We just want to thank everybody for a great season, all of our vendors, and of course, everyone who came out and supported us weekly.
Absolutely. And we've also been talking here on the coast about the Fit for Fall 5K. It is this Saturday. Remind folks of the details, Danielle.
Yeah, this Saturday you can join Fit for Fall 5K at 9 o'clock at Silver Beach County Park for their first ever frightening 5K. So they are celebrating 10 years and hope that everyone will come out and join them. They've got some spooky prizes in store for racers, volunteers, and spectators. Costumes are strongly encouraged, and you can head on over to fitforfall5k.com for more information.
Very nice. And a community favorite returns this spooky season, Halloween train rides at Eden Springs Park. How do folks get involved there? That sounds fun.
This is so much fun, Zach. So this is a sneak peek for next weekend, but starting on Saturdays and Sundays, starting October 15th from 5 to 9, you can join Eden Springs Park as they host their Halloween train ride. So this is a $4 per ticket, ages 3 and under, do ride free and cash only event. But it is a lot of fun. It's a great fundraiser for a great community organization and just one of the many fun things happening this spooky season.
All right, check that out. And in addition to that, lots more events coming up as the month of October ticks on in and around St. Joe. What's coming up on the calendar?
Most definitely. We've got Where's the Witch going on right now. It is a downtown St. Joe scavenger hunt happening the whole month of October. So stop in the Welcome Center to grab that passport and get started. We've got Pumpkins on Parade coming up October 21st through the 31st, where you can vote for your favorite decorated pumpkin. Spooky tours are coming up on October 22nd, and of course, our Halloween trick-or-treat in downtown St. Joe and the Benton Harbor Arts District returns on October 31st.
Well, if you like Halloween, I'd say that we are covered here this month and certainly within this weekend and plenty more to come here in October. And as always, Danielle, there are plenty of places to find information on everything you heard here, plus lots more that's coming up throughout the month of October and beyond, at all the places where St. Joe Today is found. Want to remind folks where those places happen to be?
Of course. You can always find us online at stjoetoday.com, follow us on any of our social media channels, or you can stop in the Welcome Center. We're located at 301 State Street in downtown St. Joe.
Danielle is from St. Joseph Today and joins us every Thursday here on the Coast Social Network. It's brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.